You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pick and Roll live stream right here on the Board YouTube channel, where we're sending over some best wishes for Good Friday here, whether that means something to you, whether that's just an extra day off from work, whether it may be, it is a holiday, but we're still out here grinding. We're still out here working because we have a monster NBA slate to work with on the show for today. So we did not want to miss out on this one. 12 NBA games to choose from. We have three free picks on the way for the loyal viewers and the loyal supporters of the show, who we very much appreciate. So I think that we're grinding through on the holiday Friday here. That deserves a like. And also, if you want to see more content like this, make sure you are subscribed to the channel. But we are going to take a day off on Monday. Just want to remind you guys and let you guys know. Monday, there will be no show, as it is a smaller slate. So we decided to work with the Friday and just take the Monday off, because we all deserve a holiday from time to time. But again, it is three free picks on the way for you guys. First bet is going to be at ESPN Bet. Second bet will be at BetMGM. Third bet will be available at FanDuel. And I think we are ready to get ourselves started here. Just going to go one last scan through to make sure everything is in order and everybody is getting the same price, and then we will be ready to go. So the first bet is available at ESPN Bet. We've had some fluctuations with this. MGM just pulled this down, so unfortunately, we can't give you the minus 125 that BetMGM had available. However, please scan what's in your region. If you have access to ESPN Bet, then perfect. You can play it here. But maybe check later on in the day as well at BetMGM when this comes back up, because minus 125 is still okay to play in this Jalen Brunson over 27.5 point play. Again, that's minus 120 at ESPN Bet as the New York Knicks visit the San Antonio Spurs. Pips, you have some prices to add?
And it's minus 130. Bet365, I will play up to minus 130.
Okay, so there you go. Minus 130 if you want to get in right away at Bet365 as well. Second play of the day is in the Lakers and Pacers matchup. We're going to be going to BetMGM for minus 105 odds, and we have Pascal Siakam, 20-plus points and over 5.5 rebounds. We're going to put that with Anthony Davis, 20-plus points. ESPN Bet does not have the alt lines available to get this exact same play, so we're playing it here at BetMGM. And I got to say, as a Raptors fan, Siakam does love the Anthony Davis matchup. I've watched many battles as such, so we'll get more on that from Pips later on. The third play is in the Pistons and Wizards game. This one is available at FanDuel. It's now minus 119. FanDuel is always fluctuating up and down, but we're going to lock it in right now at minus 119 for Kyle Kuzma, 20-plus points, and Cade Cunningham, 20-plus points. Those are the alt lines. Nice and easy there, both of them on the 20-plus point line. All right. We've had a bit of a mouthful there. Three picks to go with, but we turn to Pips and go to Jalen Brunson. What do you see for this first bet for Jalen Brunson to go over on points?
Yeah, Spurs are channeling their opposing ball handlers, point guards, scorers into the mid-range area, rim area. They are allowing the least threes to the shooting guard, small forward and power forward combined. So they are like playing drop coverage with not much help inside to Wemby. And if you take a look at his numbers, when we look at his performance against average to below average big pick and roll ball handler defense, over in 15 out of the last 16, 35 points average. You can see similar teams here like Pacers, Jazz, Wizards, Pistons. He's killing against these teams.
These numbers are crazy.
Yeah. So this is like a great matchup. Second, other scoring option, Dante DiVincenzo leaves from the spot up. Spurs are allowing seventh least spot up. So that's when they allow the least spot up and they allow the most to pick and roll ball handlers. We all already know from those two informations what kind of defense they play. Last couple of games were easy wins for the Knicks. They were doubling everything. Mombos was blitzing, doubling Brunson. He still ended up close to 28 points. He had even in a blowout against Pistons 28 points. So yeah, this is a game for Brunson to be like 25 or more field goal attempts. So he should crush this line, that kind of usage.
All right, there we go. That is the first play. Jalen Brunson over on points at ESPN Bet. Let's move to our second play here. Lakers at Pacers. Siakam, 20-plus points and over 5.5 rebounds. Anthony Davis, 20-plus points. And Sean Glenn comes through in the chat saying if you can get this one on FanDuel actually now for minus 101 odds. So minus 101 at FanDuel, you'll have to do Siakam 6-plus rebounds, which is the exact same thing. But apologies, not getting the absolute best price. But FanDuel is always difficult. Things are always moving.
Yeah, they move. They move.
But hey, it's moved down. If you're watching now, you're getting the pick in now. Go to FanDuel, play this minus 101. But Pips, what do you see matchup-wise here for these players?
First off, let's go back to the last time they played. It was 5 days ago. Siakam had 29 field goal attempts in that game. Everything was going through Pascal Siakam. They were okay with it. He ended up scoring 36 points with 12 rebounds. That's just insane performance by Siakam. Two games before that, 25 against Pistons, 25 against Golden State. Next game against Clippers, 31. Great four, great numbers over this line over this rebounding line in 14 out of the last 16, average 9.5 rebounds a game. Against the Lakers, he had 12 rebounds in that game. Makes sense. Turner is fighting heavily, trying to box out Anthony Davis. Siakam grabs the most out of it. Second part of the bet, Anthony Davis. Yeah, this is just a matchup like for Anthony Davis to thrive. He will be... No, I mean, they'll let him play a one-on-one against Turner like they did in the last game. Even though, if you can remember that playing game finals, I think he had massive numbers in that game, like close to 40, I think. I can't remember for now, but they played 5 days ago and Anthony Davis put 36 on the Pacers. So yeah, I just think 20 should be easy. D'Angelo Russell wasn't in that playing that game, but him being back, just another pick and roll partner there. Russell scores a lot of points via spot up. They don't allow spot up. So yeah, I like this one in another big scoring game against the Lakers against the Pacers.
I quickly had a look in on Pascal Siakam. I mentioned that he does typically perform well against Anthony Davis's defense. You had the most recent game, which you alluded to as well, where he just put up a ton of shots. But also, in the last six games, Siakam has played against Anthony Davis. So since the 2019-2020 season, which was his first All-NBA season, so that's when he really got the keys after Kawhi left, he averages 25 points per game in games against AD. I know it's a pretty small sample size of six, but he has a knack for producing against the Los Angeles Lakers. Let's go to our third play here. This one is minus 119 at FanDuel. We have Kyle Kuzma and Cade Cunningham, 20-plus points each. In a pretty important game, to be honest, in the tank race, but nonetheless, these teams are still trying to win, and these two players are still trying to get their numbers. So what do you see from this matchup?
Cade dropped in the last game. Blowout loss to the Wolves. He dropped 32 points on the Wolves, best defense in the league. Now this is projected to be a close game, and it's a battle of terrible teams. Kuzma fitted out, kind of mocked the Pistons, and they went on the terrible run, and now people started mocking him. He is very active on social media, and I think he saw many of those posts, and I think he'll be firing up tonight. Not saying like that's the crucial thing, because he was performing great against the Pistons this season. First game against Pistons, 23 field goal attempts, 32 points. Second game, blowout loss, 21 points. He still got in a blowout loss, 21 field goal attempts up. Third game against the Pistons, 27 field goal attempts, got to the 30 points. So yeah, this is just battle of tank teams and two best players against teams that don't play much defense, should thrive. Cade Cunningham, two games against the Wizards, 26-20 points. Keys of the offense now in his hands. I kind of expect him to be very aggressive and both players to kill a bunch of field goal attempts. And against poor defense, they should go over with their above average usage. So yeah, I like this one. Projected to be a close game. I expect it to be a close game, and we'll see how Kuzma and Cade should combine like 50 field goals.
It's always good to have a good handicap that has maybe a little bit of extra motivation to go with it as well. That's what we get with this Kuzma and Cunningham play. So that'll do it for the free picks on the show today. Let's get you to the recap of the previous show's play. And unfortunately, it was just the one play, and it was a big SGP, but it did not come through. Didn't really seem like it ever was going to come through. Giannis did not really get his assist numbers up. Chris Middleton never really got going from a point standpoint. Brook Lopez also did not manage his three-pointers, but the only side that part of it did win was CJ McCollum. Pips, was this just a case of, you know, did the Bucks not play well? Was maybe the read not there? What did you make of this matchup?
Yeah, it was a slow.
Oh, he froze. Might be frozen here for a moment. We'll wait till he gets back to us here. This happens from time to time. But, yeah, never really got the legs going here. The Bucks ultimately just did not play well in this game, and they were a huge factor towards the bet. So that's always going to make things difficult when that doesn't happen. It was funny. We talked about also on the show yesterday the Hawks and the Celtics, where we kind of said it's kind of a waste betting on a game with a spread like that, but ends up being another win for the Hawks now. But back to the Pelicans and Bucks here. We have Pips back. Just back from the start here. Was mentioning Giannis on assist, was half an assist away, so didn't get the extra one we needed. Middleton goes 3-12, so nowhere near really. Brook Lopez only goes 1-4 from three. But yeah, take away your analysis of the matchup here.
Nothing to say. Didn't go as planned, and that's it. When we bet on these, we expect. I bet on my read for the game. They kind of changed it a bit. They didn't put ball in Giannis' hands as much. They didn't blitz him as much. So most of the Chris Middleton shot terrible again. Don't know what's happening with him, but his shots are not falling. So I would say like he got up 12. Field goal attempts, that should be more than enough to cover this. Brook Lopez somehow wasn't pulling a trigger. Like he will catch the ball that usually goes up for a three. He'll just pass it around. Still go ended up with four. I expected him to be on sixth range, so that will be a cover. Yeah, I mean, nothing else to say. Like that's it. Slow game. In a slow game, overs are not performing very well. So, yeah, pace was terrible. Shooting was terrible. So,
all right, so we do not get what we wanted from the game, unfortunately, but hopefully with the three plays today, we can bounce back and have a big day to get us into the long weekend here. Long weekend perhaps may have already started for you guys. So perhaps, you know, you got a bit of extra time to watch some basketball if you're not spending time doing anything else. All right, let's recap the bets that we have on the show today. Wrap it up, a nice one of our shorter shows. But let's wrap it up here and go to the three picks that we have on the show. Starting with Jalen Brunson. We're going to go over 27.5 points. It was minus 120 at ESPN Bet, minus 130 at Bet365. It was minus 125 at BetMGM. When they open back up, this line might be available there again. So if you don't have access to ESPN, maybe check out BetMGM. By the way, if you're in Canada or in Ontario like myself, you can go to the Score Bet for the same price as you get at ESPN Bet. Second play that we have here is in the Lakers and Pacers game. It's minus 105 odds at BetMGM. We had reports from the chat that it moved to minus 101 at FanDuel and actually plus 100 at DraftKings. But we have Siakam 20-plus points and over 5.5 rebounds. We have Anthony Davis, 20-plus points. The final play of the day is in the Pistons and Wizards game, minus 119 at FanDuel for Kuzma, 20-plus points, and Cunningham, 20-plus points. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in for another great week of support on the show. NBA season is winding down, but we're turning things up here on Pick and Roll. Let's finish the season with a bang, get into the playoffs with some even more content, and we'll still have coverage coming at you in the offseason and beyond. Thank you so much again. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you again very soon.